Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. We design, craft and install beautiful kitchens. cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
How we deal with sensitive sites related to industrial schools and mother and baby homes remains an ongoing issue in some parts of the country. Now, in Cork City, two such sites, the former mother and baby home at Besborough and the former laundry, orphanage and industrial school in Sunday's Well, have plans attached for proposed developments from private companies. But some local people and survivors groups say not enough consultation has taken place and there needs to be better process for sites like this. Well, Brian O'Connell has the story for us. Now, Brian, will you remind us firstly about these two sites I mentioned?
Yes, good morning, Claire. I mean, both these sites are in very desirable parts of Cork. Besborough was a former mother and baby home. It was ran for decades by the Sisters of the Sacred Hearts of Jesus and Mary. They sold part of the site. There has been huge frustration among survivors and families over the location of the remains of hundreds of babies, approximately 850, who died in the care of the order. It's a large site. Plans have been lodged by more than one company to develop a mix of housing, which would be obviously very desirable given the location and given the fact we're in the midst of a housing crisis. But so far, Claire, planning permission has not been granted.
But there was a recent decision a few weeks back on the latest proposed development at Besborough, right?
There was a proposal for 280 apartments on part of the campus. It was rejected at the end of July. On Commission, Planola raised concerns about the housing mix and about its design. There have been two previous rulings on separate applications which would relate to an area closer to where there's a nun's graveyard. My understanding is there's likely to be further applications for planning from a separate developer who owns some of this land. According to the Mother and Baby Home Commission, over 920 children died at Besborough. We know burial records and the burial place of just 64 of those children. So some survivors, Claire, you talk to, don't want any development on the site. They want the state to step in here and to buy the site. Whereas some I've spoken to as well would agree to development, but they obviously want certain conditions attached.
So that's Besborough, but on the other side of the city, there's also plans to develop the site on a former laundry. This is in Sunday's Well, and significant objections to that plan too.
Yes, this plan relates to the site of the former Good Shepherd Convent, which is on Convent Avenue. It's in, again, a very desirable area, Sunday's Well. It was a former laundry, it was an industrial school, it was an orphanage. It's a very large 3.5 hectare site, and the latest plan here is for a number of blocks of student accommodation, accommodating perhaps up to 1,000 students. It's not far from UCC. Many of the existing buildings on the site are derelict. Some would have suffered extensive damage and vandalism. The Justice for Magdalene's research group, they've detailed the names of 195 women and girls who died at the Good Shepherd Laundry. And I suppose one of the conditions that would be imposed, for example, by Cork City Council in a decision to grant planning permission would be that should any human remains be found, construction work would stop. But at this point on Commission, Planola have received several objections to this student housing plan. A ruling is due, I understand, in November. Now, one of the groups appealing this plan on the Good Shepherd site in Sunday's Well is the Blarney Street and Surrounding Areas Community Association, and I spoke with the group's chairperson, Tom Coleman.
It's not a normal site, first of all. The density of the proposed planning is out of all scale for the vicinity that it's in, first and foremost.
In terms of developing on this site generally, Tom, given the sensitivities involved with it, what are your thoughts on it?
First and foremost, we have to respect the history of that building and what went on before that. We would like to see a mix of social housing in a smaller scale, step-down housing for that matter. There is a demand for that type of development. And we would have been more than cooperative with any developer to outline our concerns first and foremost.
So there might have been greater buy-in from the community if you felt there was a type of housing there which the community could have availed of.
Correct. So we're just hoping that common sense would prevail and that of all the time that went into all this, it's frightening really that we should be coming to this stage all for the sake of, at an early stage, talk to the local people. By the way, Brian, it's not the first historical site that's in question now. We had other sites as well. And you think at this stage, with the experiences that they that occurred, that they will put their heads together really and say, what's best for all the sites really with this historical element?
We think to Sean McDermott Street in Dublin, for example, where a solution was found. So what you're saying is perhaps with sites like this, it's a little bit different.
No question about it. Surely somebody learned some lesson from that experience.
Well, that's Tom Coleman. But another group that has strong opinions about both of these sites is the Justice for Magdalens Research Group, Brian. They've lodged an appeal too regarding the Sunday's Well development, and they've something to say about Besborough also.
I mean, a lot of people I spoke to said, Claire, they're not against development. And, you know, while obviously Tom Coleman there had thoughts about the scale and the kind of development, I spoke to Claire McGetterick, born Lorraine Hughes of the Justice for Magdalens Research Group. And she talked about how both of these developments sit and how they are responded to by survivors groups and those representing a wide cross-section of survivors and families. There is an issue in Sunday as well. There's a women's graveyard. It's practically inaccessible at this point. Some of the headstones are broken, for example, and that contrasts with the nuns' graveyard on the same site, which has been quite well maintained in the past. What you hear time and time again is concerns about a lack of consultation with a wider group of survivors. So this is some of what she told me.
In the context of any site where human rights abuses took place, particularly where there are burials on that site, and where we know there are for sure burials or where there is a significant level of uncertainty, it is unconscionable to think about building on any such site until the issues are resolved. So this is about respect for the dead. It's about respect for the living. It's time now for the state to start kind of, you know, the various organs of the state to start using joined up thinking.
If we take the former laundry at Sunday as well, where there is a planning application now for student housing, Justice for Magdalens made an observation in relation to that. Just what was the gist of that observation?
Our observation is not necessarily opposed to the idea of a development at Sunday as well. However, we do have issues with the absence of consultation. Survivors and affected people and family members. You know, we have a special advocate for survivors in place now, and, you know, that would have been a very easy way. I understand that for a developer, it's not a, you know, it's not always possible to understand how you interface with, you know, populations, but we have a special advocate for survivors, Patricia Carey, now, and, you know, that is one way of doing it. We're not necessarily opposed to the idea of a development. Of course, you know, we're in a housing crisis, and it would be unconscionable to, you know, to develop on top of a site where there's so much uncertainty.
If we look to Besborough, obviously in Besborough, there's been a huge amount of focus on that site.
I'm not seeing a sense of urgency here in terms of, you know, there was a sense of urgency in putting a lid on Tuam. You know, where is the sense of urgency? Where is the sense of obligation when it comes to other sites?
That's the Justice for Magdalens Research Group. Now, some unsurprisingly are asking, given how long these issues have been around, could we not come up with a better way, Brian, to deal with development on sites like these ones?
Absolutely, because, I mean, these sites are different. You know, there's a huge historical context and people, survivors, are still living with the consequences of these sites. But then on the developer side of it, you know, they would say they've gone through the legal requirements. They looked at the city development plan. In some cases, like Besborough, they can see it's zoned for housing. And then they go through the legal requirements. But because questions remain then, it's very difficult for survivors groups to have to be positive in relation to development. There have been successful outcomes, as we refer to, for example, Sean McDermott Street, where there is a buy-in from the local community.
Now, one way forward with many of these sites, as we heard a little earlier, might be just to call on someone whose role it is to advocate on behalf of survivors.
And Patricia Carey was referred to there, and she is in the role now of Special Advocate. She was appointed last year. So she has a remit, which would be to engage with survivors of mother and baby institutions, Magdalen laundries, industrial schools, for example. And she could be a conduit, if you like, Claire, for survivors' views and feelings. She says to me she would be open to engagement on sites like this where development is planned. And she sent me some of her thoughts.
I'm extremely concerned at the plans for developments on sites such as Besborough and Sunday's Well. these sites have not been fully examined to find out where children and mothers and all of those who are in those institutions are buried. There's a number of sites in Ireland. We know that there were over 300 sites of institutional abuse, incarceration. And it's incumbent really on the state to ensure that we identify the burial grounds, that those who are buried there are memorialised. But at the centre of this really has to be the families. There has to be consultation with the families of those children and adults who are buried in these sites. There are really good examples such as Letterfrack Graveyard in the Connemara National Park, who are starting to look at the renovation and restoration of that graveyard and have agreed that families of those children and boys buried there will be central. And this is part of the state's apology and part of the state's atonement for what happened. I fully understand that we're in the middle of a housing crisis and these are extremely important and strategically located sites. However, the sensitivity surrounding burial grounds is one that must be tackled for the entire community to be happy with these developments to proceed. The sites in Cork in particular, I do have concerns that nobody has come to my office, the Special Advocate Office, to ask, could I get involved in terms of consultations with survivors and their families and affected persons? And I'm happy to be part of these consultations and mediations with people.
That's Patricia Carey there, ending Brian O'Connell's report. Now, coming up next, Ken O'Sullivan, the underwater cameraman and documentary maker, has spent 20 years or more studying dolphins. Today, he's going to bring us the fruits of his labours before they hit your TV screens.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.